During the first day of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, Press TV aired a story about impoverished, displaced persons with no food to eat and depicted their life in Mogadishu 1 year after the Horn of African country suffered its worst drought in 6 decades. However, a Somali charity youth organization known as Kanava is issuing food to more than 1,300 families and individuals as a positive gesture during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. The charity organization is feeding displaced persons from two different camps in Mogadishu in conjunction with other partners.
For our program, we decided that we need to assist the Somali brothers since they have nothing to eat or drink during the holy month of Ramadan. We formed an organization, raised funds and got assistance from other aid agencies, and we chose the neediest cases.
The Somali capital, Mogadishu, houses the largest concentration of displaced persons following the 2011 Somalia famine that claimed the lives of many and displaced millions others, especially from South and Central Somalia. Kanava charity organization, however, says that if the wealthy Muslims donate to such a cause, then many poor people will be fed, especially during this holy month of the Islamic calendar.
We have different programs for different camps. Here we give food to more than 130 individuals, but in the Tarbunka camp we issue food to 1,200 families. We give them a balanced diet, and it's all in the spirit of Islam and fasting.
Displaced persons thank the charity organization and appeal to the international community and Muslim countries for assistance, days after the United Nations warned that thousands of Somalis were still at risk as the country is still facing food shortage.
We are grateful towards our Muslim brothers for remembering us during Ramadan and call on Islamic countries to assist us with food and shelter, since the situation in camps is unbearable.
We thank this charity organization for remembering us and our families, and we call on other Muslims to follow suit and assist the other poor persons in other camps.
Ramadan in Somalia this year coincided with high rise in price of foodstuff due to the economic downturn that compounded the suffering of the poor, especially those displaced by the drought and war and live in difficult conditions in displacement camps. Fasting men and women flock to this center every evening after Maghrib prayers to eat their iftar and then walk all the way to their camps. However, this opportunity is not available to the thousands of other camp dwellers who are spread all across the capital Mogadishu, who cannot afford their families iftar during this holy month of Ramadan. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.